Now to a little known but extraordinary project underway to build a brand new city at Werribee, just west of Melbourne, on the way to Geelong. The so-called Australian Education City would transform what was once the state's former research park into a kind of connected technology park that includes high-tech industry, faculties from prestigious universities, high schools and housing for 80,000 people, all planned along sustainable principles. The consortium behind the project is an Australian company backed by significant Chinese investment. Its advisory team includes former Victorian Premier John Brumby and the urban regeneration expert John Tabart, who led the Barangaroo Delivery Authority. After 2 years of due diligence and negotiations, the project's now being assessed by the Victorian government. Ross Martinson is the chief executive of Investors Direct Financial Group. That's the consortium behind the project. Hello, Ross.
Good morning.
Could you tell us a little more about this plan, please? What would the city look like?
It would look like a 21st century city involving schooling, housing, space for jobs. It's about building a modern, walkable community.
At the moment, it's this 775-hectare precinct, isn't it, which is huge, underdeveloped, surplus state government land?
The site we're looking at in Melbourne is part of that
part
precinct.
It's 400 hectares, part of that precinct.
Correct.
So what's there now for people who don't live, who don't know this area?
It is predominantly research farm paddocks. There would be approximately 10 to 15 buildings there with some agricultural research activities.
Okay, and the government has identified this area as a precinct it wants to develop. It's called it the East Werribee Employment Precinct. And as I understand it, your company's won the right to negotiate with the state government to develop this land. So do other people have other ideas for it?
I assume so. The government went to market with an expression of interest, as you mentioned, 3 years ago, and we have been brought to the top of that process. So we're working through trying to maximise the benefit to the state through that process and do what we're hoping to do.
So this is a very, very bold plan. I mean, people have been talking about the need to build new cities. Clearly, what I suppose I'm intrigued by is this is a very particular sort of focused city development, isn't it? We've never seen anything like this, have we?
Despite the name Australian Education City, the entire precinct will be like a normal city. It will involve education as a core driver, but wrapped around that innovation and research and development, as well as traditional office space and corporate activity. So despite the differentiation in the name, it will be not just focused on those areas. It'll be a complete potentially secondary CBD, should that go in Melbourne or elsewhere.
That's how you think it could develop, do you?
Absolutely.
And in a way, I suppose what I'm hearing is this is your thesis, is it's an industry built on a sector, just like we've had Wollongong and Newcastle and places built on a steel production. This is the production of education, and you're saying, well, are you saying that this is a whole new service industry that we may not have fully grasped the potential of?
We looked at if we were going to build a city and start to develop a model for how Australia may choose to grow with population growth. We looked at, well, what can be the drivers, the economic drivers behind that precinct, and what was a sustainable driver that wasn't just through the development period but was something that Australia could hold as a long-term driver. And we do see education and knowledge as a core pillar of our economy and something that we can continue to grow as a country for a long time. It's not affected by our labour costs and things, and we've got a very good reputation of delivery.
Yes, a friend of mine who's involved in various aspects of this said to me the other day, I don't think Australians still realise what an extraordinary industry has been created here, that it's actually the key earner, income earner in about three states, let alone I think it's third biggest export earner for Australia.
Absolutely, and currently the industry's capacity constrained by the physical campuses, and unfortunately we're seeing a displacement of domestic students to accommodate that growing international demand, and this is about trying to bring new capacity into the system to allow for that increased servicing of international demand, but also retaining capacity and quality for domestic.
So you are partly judging, are you, that there's the existing system has reached its limits. It's not actually able to properly service all the potential people who want an education.
Our advisors have shown us that there has been a shift towards servicing the international demand, and that has led to some displacement. So we do feel that there is a significantly larger demand that Australia may choose to service as an export item, and in doing so, we should do that through producing new capacity, so we're not displacing domestic students.
Ross Martinson's my guest. He's the chief executive of Investors Direct Financial Group. It's a consortium that the Victorian government has chosen to negotiate with to build a new, small, very modern city at Werribee on Melbourne's outskirts. What if, for instance, the Chinese international student market, for some reason, turns off? Like, I gather we've dropped a lot of Malaysian students, dramatically, in fact, of late, and they were a very solid part of our international students, but there's much more being provided now at home in Malaysia, and they've gone home.
I understand. This project isn't specifically designed to service Chinese students. There's an enormous international demand from across Asia as well as the rest of the world. We've had extremely good feedback from our approaches in the UK about people that would like to engage with Asia and Asian universities, but to do that in Australia. So we actually see a worldwide demand. We're not just talking about one nationality.
Right. And this is where I can see the politics entering, because, I mean, how much money have you already invested to get this off the ground before I ask you the next question about where the next lot of money comes from?
On the Victorian proposal, we have spent tens of millions of dollars. And
these are investors who've been prepared to put this money in almost as seed money, is it?
Correct. It's been the core Investors Direct team and some investors supporting us later in the process due to the length of it.
But then you would have to, am I right, access money from Chinese partners because this is a big, like, how much do you imagine, if you did have all your dreams come true, would this cost?
If we finalise the Werribee precinct, that particular one would be about a $30 billion development.
Wow.
Over 20 years. We do have strong support from major multinational constructors and developers out of China, but we also have strong support from American Global 500 companies. All up, there's seven Global 500 companies as part of our consortium and delivery team.
Okay, so there could conceivably be a multinational set of backers if you do get the go-ahead.
Yes, there will be strong support from China, without a doubt, but our JP Morgan, who are assisting in the raising, have suggested the proposal has developed to a point where there'll be strong domestic demand for participation as well. So,
would you take domestic students, by the way, or only international students?
No, the precinct must take domestic students in order for the precinct to be long-term viable. It needs to be an Australian Western experience because that is a significant purpose for international students coming to Australia. So we believe it'll be 50-50 domestic with international and no more than 25% of the total students from any one area.
So you have to go to, I would assume, the Foreign Investment Review Board for this.
Any foreign investor that participates will need Foreign Investment Review Board approval, absolutely.
So, Ross, where are you in terms of negotiations? It sounds an extraordinary project, frankly. Is it going to go, and I presume lots of jobs, is it going to go ahead?
We believe it'll go ahead, and hopefully it will go ahead in the first instance at Werribee, but it will definitely go ahead, and the consortium has been built and has support that can do this more than once.
You must have not welcomed that Four Corners program coming exactly when it did, which is just when you're at the pointy end of negotiations, I would have thought.
It wasn't no ideal timing, but...
I can just imagine your thoughts. All right. Well, Ross, I will follow that. That's very interesting to hear about. Thank you for joining us.
No worries. It's a pleasure. Have a good day.
Ross Martinson is the Chief Executive of Investors Direct Financial Group, and that's a watch this space, isn't it?